Okay, so I wanted to do every week a different piece from the Haggadah to help prepare the Olam for Pesach. So I think that everybody makes a common mistake. And the common mistake is that, first off, our kinderlach come home from school, Baruch Hashem, with so many wonderful Divrei Torah, and they just want to... And the amount of times you have to hear that word over and over again. So the ma'aseh have a mitzvah gatal bincha, and that means that everyone has to experience Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I'm a big. Did we just steal Noah's seat? Can we flip that? No, come here. Noah, you were here. Come here. Noah, get in here. Noah, you were here. Come on.
You were the first guy here, I think.
So I think it's very important to pick certain yesodis that you want to get across, and also to realize that the din hagada really starts from mitzchila. All the stuff in the beginning are hagdamas, and they're very important. But Adam, you're right here. Okay. But all the hagdamas in the beginning of the Megillah are very important. But Gabe, you want to sit over here? There's a seat for you. But Balamaisa, we spend all the time there. We're never going to eat the afikomen by chatzais, and the whole thing's going to be a wash. So with the kids, everyone wants their own shita. We let the kids say what they want. Balamaisa, we tell them, like, you know, you have to limit it. You have to pick some of your favorite ones. And I make sure to shtel on the areas that I find to be the most yisoidistik. So mitchila definitely is where you have the chiyuv to start. So this the pieces we're going to learn today is from the Maisa Nisim. Hagadah's Maisa Nisim was written by the Nesivis. So the same nesivus that you have in Chosh Mishpat is you're right here also. The same nesivus you have in Chosh Mishpat, you have also on the Haggadah. So he writes an incredible piece. I'll send it to you. And this piece in my mind is a very big insight. So let's jump in. So it says, Mitzchila Oiv David Azara Ayav Loisenu. And the reason why we're talking about how we used to do Avodah Zarah is because the Gemara Paskin, so you have to maschil the Genah. You have to start off with the bad part of Klal Yisrael. You have to trash Klal Yisrael, and then you'll see how we go to freedom from there. We'll talk about that. Mitzchila Oiv David Zarah Loisenu. Originally we did Avodah Zarah. Va'achshav Karavnu Amakom L'Avodah Soid. Now the Avodah has brought us to do his Avodah. Shneamar V'yemir Yeshua La'am Kol Am. So the Psukim that we bring to show us that we used to do Avodah Zarah, we pull from Yeshua. Ke'amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So Yeshua tells Klal Yisrael, this is Yeshua on his last address to the Jewish people before he dies. He tells them that you were on the other side of the Nahar. Terach Avi Avram v'Avi Nachor, that Terach, the father of Avram and the father of Nachor, v'Yavdu Elokim Acherim. We all know that Avram Avinu came from a family of Oiv David Azara, and Yeshua reminds them that before he leaves them. V'Ekachas Avicham, and the Eib Shetok, your forefathers, as Avram, Eber, Anar, from those Anar, we'll call Eretz Canaan. He brought him across all Eretz Canaan, and he was Arba Zara. He gave him Yitzchak, gave Yaakov and Esav. He gave Esav our Seir, and Yaakov Ubon of Yardu Mitzrayma. So, in order to start Beganus, to show where Klal Yisrael came from, we use these psukim in Yehoshua, which talk about the history of Klal Yisrael. So let's see the Nesivis. The Nesivis is going to ask a bunch of questions, four or five questions, and the Mahalach is mamish beautiful, unbelievable. See what it's like when a Lamdan learns the Haggadah. So he says the following: Asfekish Rapiska Zayis Mavoram the Kol Raya. Says the Kasha is on this part of the Haggadah. Anybody with eyes should be able to know. Number one: Lama Lai Chayvu Chazal Laschil Beganus. Why Taka do we have to talk about the negative part of Klal Yisrael's history? Right? It's not nice. We usually talk about the positive. The B'dit Shemir wouldn't like this so much, right? My Inyan Zelenesa Sipor, the whole point of telling you to receive Mitzrayim is to go through the Nes and experience the Nes. Why is it the fact that we come from a heritage of Tuman, of Edizara, why does that matter toward the Nes? Beis. Lama Loi, so I'm here the first Kasha? Yeah?
It's not relevant.
Not relevant, good. Lama Loi Hevi Raya Mikra Di Yeshua. Why do we have to bring a raya from Yeshua that we did of a Zara, right? Jumping all the way to Nabi. Hamafurish Batera, Shad Avram Avinu of a Zara, Elilim, right? Listen, we had Dora Flaga for crying out loud. They tried to rebel and build a tower against Hashem. Why do we have to go all the way to Yeshua to prove that we did of a Zara? Gimel. Sheinu Mevi Raya, Shachar Kravadam Bakum, Abarasa Mikrozat. Where do you see in the Pasuk that Hashem brought us close to do is a Veda? So, the Pasuk talks about our heritage and that Hashem took us to Eretz Yisrael. But where do we see now that we're close to Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzad HaZavodah? That was seems to be the point that the Haggadah is telling on, and yet you don't see that Mufurish. Dalin, Krod Yeshua Ein Lo Perish Klal. The Psukim and Yeshua don't really have a clear explanation. Kilama L'Saper Lam Kolzeh? Why is Yeshua giving them a history lesson in his final address? Vayaiser Teiman. I printed the psukim. We're going to look at them in a minute. Vayaiser Teiman. What's even more confusing is the following. Sorry if I moved away from you. Vayaiser Teiman. I lost my spot. I like you, Justin. Thank you. Ki achra sheshivu Yisraelis alokeav v'yisinu na'avid v'gamru chalil ala v'yis Hashem. So he tells them, you better serve Hashem. And they say, God forbid, we would never leave Hashem. Then Yeshua says, no, no, no. You're going to leave the Abishur. We're going to look at the psukim in a minute. Ki chazir v'amr Yisrael ha'am lo sofu ala v'yis Hashem. He said, you're not going to be able to do it. Ki lo yisitzim chazir shalom. It's as if Yeshua is offering them an out of Judaism. We'll look at the psukim. La shul ma'achere Hashem. So then he says further, Gamasha sipur la mitzchila. So he tells them all the bad things that happened. And afterwards, he told them that you're chosen. Murgam is as if Yeshua is tempting them. Okay. So if you look at this book of Yeshua, which we'll look at in 1 second, it sounds like Yeshua is tempting Klal Yisrael to go off the derech, right? What kind of rabbi is that? Imagine Rabbi Frank got up there and he said, okay, Chavra, who wants to commit to serving the Abishur? And everyone in the shul said, Rabbi, we want to. Says, no, I don't think you can do it. Why do you guys go to Mickey D's instead, right? That's almost what Yeshua did. Let's look through the psukim and we'll see that that's what happened. Well, you don't believe me when it looks like that? You go to the psukim. Go to the back of your back and you'll see, okay? If Yeshua Novi did it, Yeshua, the Talmud Mishmen did it. Yeah? Okay. No. All right. So we're going to have to skip through some of the psukim a little faster. We'll focus on the key psukim. Pasuk Aleph, I don't want to spend too much. But Yosef Yoshua's kol shifte Israel, he gathered them together. Okay, Pasuk Beis. Vayomer Yoshua kol ha'am, Kayamar Hashem, the quotes Lagada. You used to be on the other side of the river. Terach was your father, and Nachar was your father. And you did a Avodah Zarah, Gimel. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu took you from there over the other side of the river, and he brought you to Eretz Canaan, and he gave you a lot of children. Quote from the Agada, Dalit. He gave Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Esav. Okay, and then the Jewish people went down to Mitzrayim. Pasuk Hey. That, and it doesn't end there. The Esach is Moshe. You were given Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Aron, the Ekh of Mitzrayim, and you smote the Mitzrayim. So now the history lesson goes beyond the Jewish people going to be slaves. It continues to Moshe and Aron, and how they brought Makkas to the Mitzrayim. They brought you out. Okay, Vav. And they took you out of Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim chased after you, and it was very scary. Zion, you screamed out to Hashem, right? Kriyas Yamsuf, Ches. And I brought you to the land of the Amori, and you've had wars with the Amorites, and you were able to take their land, Tes. And Balak came, that bad Balak, and he tried to curse you. Okay, Yod. And I didn't listen to him, and I gave you a bracha instead. So we're going through all the history here. Are you familiar so far? Yod Aleph, right? You passed over the Yarden, you came to Yericho. Yericho fell down. Okay, Yod Beis. You didn't even have to fight. I sent the Tzira. Those who don't know, you should all know, the Tzira was that mythical insect that shot poisonous venom at the Canaanim. They were, ah! Well, it was real. Well, by us it's mythical, by them it was real, right? Yeah. Every defense department is still looking for a Tzira at this point, yeah? Okay, no, it's called a drone. Okay, Yud Gemol, yeah, see, they had drones back then. See, you think you're so advanced. Yud Gemol, okay, you came to the land, you built cities. Okay, now Yud Dal, here's the kicker, guys, ready? The Ata, now, after you had all those miracles, Yiru as Hashem, fear Hashem, Ivdo Yisrael B'tamim, serve Him wholeheartedly. Ube'emes, v'sirat Elokei Asher Avdo Avos Ve'Eiv Anar. Get rid of those getchkas that your grandfathers used to serve. Get rid of the idols. Tezvav. V'imbra b'neichel Avdo Yisrael Hashem. And if you don't like serving Hashem, if you don't like coming to Sunday morning to Eretz Torah, to learn Torah, Bako Chamayim is mitavdun. Pick a different god. You want to be a Scientologist? This one day. Don't do that. You want to serve those gods that your forefathers served the other side of there? You want to serve the gods of the Amore? Zok to Yeshua? You pick. Pick your poison. And the nation said, no! God forbid we would never leave the Abishter. We're never going to Mickey D's. Yud Zion. Now pay attention to this passage. Very important. Hashem was the one who took us out and our forefathers from Mitzrayim. He took us out from slavery and He did these miracles in front of our eyes. And He guarded us. He gave us man. He gave us Ananiya Kovid, right? He gave us Kiddush Hashem that all the Goyim fell. Yud Ches. And he pushed all the goyim out of Eretz Yisrael for us. Hashem is our God. So they gave a whole shmooze. They said, yeah, of course we're not ditching Hashem. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. He killed the Mitzrayim. He killed the goyim. He gave us the land. He did miracles for us. Why we didn't ditch Hashem? Pasuk Yud Ches. Now this is where it's intense. Says you're not going to be able to do it. So back to my mouth, my friend gets up and says, let's do it. He says, no, I don't believe in you. You guys can't do it. You guys can't show up to Sunday morning learning in our return. Hashem is a jealous God. You mess up, he's going to beat you up. He's not going to put up with all your averas. You're going to leave Hashem. And you're going to do whatever it is that you want to do. Okay, Chaval v'yam ra'am, Yeshua, no, es Hashem na'avayid. There you have, the strangest Shakwatari in the world. He gives them a whole history lesson, and he tells them, pick which God you want. Do whatever you want, but pick which God you want. They say, of course you want Hashem. And he says, nah, you're not going to be able to do it. You guys are a bunch of fakers, right? You do one avera, bam. They say back, no, we're going to keep Hashem. So we have to understand, what was the Shakotaria? What was the conversation over here? What was Yeshua's issue, why he felt they couldn't keep Yadus? What was their response? Yes. What was their counter response? That's going to have to be important to understand the Haggadah. Okay, so let's continue. And now he's based on that Hagdama, he's going to explain what's going on here. The Hanira. What?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, you remember Frank's much nicer, yeah. The Hanira, yeah, but Taurus Elos, I mean...
We chose good.
What?
We chose good.
You chose good, yeah. I mean, somebody tells me, Yoshua, I mean, I don't know if Yoshua will take a stone in Silver Spring. You might
have... There's Barnes here.
I hear. The Hanira, okay. Wow, this is the most fun oilam I've had for a shir in a long time. The Hanira, Batar, and I give shir. The Hanira, Bataris Elo Asfakis, okay. Much better. Shilo Bakram, very serious, a big problem. The Hanira, Bataris Elo Asfakis, to answer up all these questions. Shah Magid Ratzali Ashev. The Magid wanted to answer the following question. Among these, Palaleva Adam. He didn't want a person to be sitting by his Pesach Seder and get all confused. We're saying about all these wonderful things Hashem took to Mitzrayim. Maybe a person will tell himself, "Halo tov tov shelo yagolus as Yaakov banav." Maybe it'd be better we never went through all the pain and suffering. Oh, Hashem took us out. Miracles. You thought we spent 210 years being beaten senseless by Mitzrayim? You imagine the Holocaust. Someone's doing this in Arab, right? The Shoah, the Holocaust took what? 5 years at the most of its intensity, right? If somebody survived through the camps, the worst was 5 years. Can you imagine 210 years of a labor camp with the babies being killed and all, right? A person will tell himself, oh, wonderful niece in the flows. Mechtisi, I wanted to go through 210 years to go through that, right? And this is a real point that you have to explain to your children at some point, which is that you have to contextualize. It's not just about miracles. It's also about tzaris. And it's important to explain to Mashkafa how we understand tzaris. And that's the whole point of the Seder. It's to drill home these Yisraeli Emunah. One big Yisraeli Emunah is to understand all the suffering Klal Yisrael went through, which is why this is a very statistic piece. Uma gam shipale al ma'as shem kacha. And how can it be, Lord Yaakov, one of the Gzor, Golas Aleim, Asher Kodom L'Chait, they were tzaddikim, they didn't do anything wrong. Yaakov and his children were big tzaddikim. Why didn't Kosh Baruch Hu cause it that they should go without a chait? Kvar Amdu Alzam, before Shem, the first Shem talk about this, L'Yashav Zanira, to explain this, Ki L'Yos HaKosh Baruch Hu Ratzi Ten Shloshim HaTanas Tov Yisrael. Hashem wanted to give three gifts to Klal Yisrael, to Gemara and Brachas, right? What are they? Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. Right, and the Gemara says over there, these three gifts, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba, can only be given with Yisurim. We'll explain why. You have to suffer in order to attain Torah, you have to suffer in order to attain Eretz Yisrael, and you have to suffer in order to attain Olam Haba. Okay, the Chayva Chochmas Elokim Asher Lo Tasigu, and Hashem's wisdom, which we cannot understand. Hashem's Cheshbonos are beyond us. Kol Ra'ayim, we have no sense of his thinking. Ki Asher Lasik Shemizah Im Lo'ayde Yisurim. And it's impossible to receive these gifts without Yisurim, as we just mentioned. Ka'amram Zal, as Chazal said, Gilam Matanas Tevis, three good gifts Hashem gave to the Jewish people. And all three gifts, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba, they can only come through Yisurim. The Ksas Nira Litein Tam, and I'm going to give a small reason why we have to suffer in order to achieve these wonderful gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Efshar La'asig Kazeh, it's impossible to attain such things of spirituality until we are purified of any form of tumah or any form of gashmias. We have to, Hashem had to do surgery, and he had to cut off all of the tumah, all the zohama that was on us. Sheish barama al tashav the vedazara. Our forefathers, the Jewish people, did a vedazara. That imprinted a genetic tumah on the Jewish people, and it made us not fitting and not kaddish and not able to achieve Eretz Yisrael, Torah, and Olam Haba. With the Avodah Zarah that was in our blood, we were not able to stand by Har Sinai, and we were not able to get Eretz Yisrael, and we were not able to be Zeicha to Olam Haba. If you have a box of sherets sitting on your chest, right? So dangling from your neck, you have a box filled with shrotzim. Do not expect to have good kavana during the ilah, right? You have to remove the tumah. It's like toivel sherets biyaldai. You have to remove. I had this once. I was in the mikvah on a Sunday morning, and my iPhone fell into the mikvah, and I already went, and I went again. And woo! I never jumped so fast in mikvah my entire life. And when I got to the bottom, I was holding it. I thought to myself, oh, toivel sherets biyaldai. Then I came up and I realized that it could survive up to 50 feet of water for over 3 hours. And I realized the Eitzar is almost indestructible. You can't take this thing down, right? Toivel sherets biyaldai, right? You can't come to Matan Torah and to Eretz Yisrael. Wow! Table it again? It wouldn't help. It's not table.
Table
myself again. I mean, it's in my pocket all the time. Okay. Moving on. So anyway, the point is that yes, if you have a sheretz, you can't. So if Klai Yisrael still has the tumah, it's kilu, they're wearing a box full of shrotzim. So how they expect to be able to get Olam Haba and Eretz Yisrael and Torah? I lost my place. 1 second. Oh, here we go. The Einenu Ro'os Ki Afilu Chet Kal Shal Shvatim. We can see even a very small sin of the Shvatim. Now, I can explain to you why it's small another time. Right now, we don't have time for that. Hutzrach Laticho Aida Asaru Ge Malchus. Klai Yisrael sold Yosef a Tzadik. I know it looks like a big avera, but if you know the backstory, it's not as big as you think. There was a misunderstanding over there. Klai Yisrael sold Yosef a Tzadik, and 10 Chachamim had to be brutally murdered, as we read on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur. Chein Chet Shal Adma Rishon. Adma Rishon ate from the wrong fruit, for crying out loud, and the whole world came crashing down. So we see that one avera can mamish block a person from achieving ruchnias. So the whole Golos Mitzrayim, the Eibshar is beating the Tumah out of us. And that's why Chachamim give the Mashal Mitzrayim to the furnace, to the fiery furnace, that you have gold, and gold has the impurities that's on the gold. And when you put the gold in the fire, you burn off all the impurities, and what you're left with is a pure mineral in the end, or I don't know, pure metal, pardon me. So you can have purified kesef. In order to receive it. So Mitzrayim was the incubator. Mitzrayim was the baking chamber to allow Klal Yisrael to be free of the Tumah, that we could be Zeicha and all these tremendous gifts from Hashem. Venira Kizel Perish Masha Amar Avram Avinu. This is what Avram Avinu, when he says, he turns, the Abishah says to him, Avram Avinu, I'm going to give Eretz Yisrael to your children. And Avram Avinu turns back and says, Barilam, prove it to me. Mechatesi, right? Avram Avinu, what do we call it? Shadar Tzmua. Avram Avinu, Reisha, he was a Yeshiva Bacher, Avram Avinu, right? The guy tells you something, Mechatesi, right? Avram Avinu, like my Mesifta Bacher, Mechatesi. Avram Avinu, Reisha, Maminim. Avram Avinu was the biggest believer in the entire world, right? He's the one who found the Kosh Baruch Hu. Hashem finally speaks to him directly and says, Avram Avinu, the whole land is yours, right? And he says, how do I know? Prove it to me, right? It's a Pella, the Emek Dharma Ela. How could such a big Maimin, a person with such a Muna, right? You take the biggest person you know with a Muna, whoever he is to you, and he wouldn't do such a thing like this. The Gam Kasha Atshuva, and what was the Abishur's answer to him? He told him to take the animals and do the Bris Ben Abisarim. How is that an answer to the Kasha? Avraham Avinu knows that he's going to be able to keep Eretz Yisrael. Shahara Lo Shibel Malchis, he showed him the Shibel Malchis. He showed him all the Arba Golias that Klal Yisrael is going to have. He showed him Mitzrayim. He showed him Bavel and Paras and Yavon and Roimi. Kimaya Shibel Malchus Yisrael Be'emuna Mirash Eretz Yisrael. And why should he believe him anymore about Shibel God? You already don't believe the Abishur is going to give you Eretz Yisrael. So now you believe him about world history, right? What's going on? Marui Leois Oisias Kein Ois Afichas Matal Nachash. The Abishur should have shown him a stick turning to a snake or something cool. And then he could be like, oh, now I know, because you can do cool things, so we're going to stay in Eretz Yisrael. He showed him that, no, you're going to suffer throughout history. How are you proving I'm going to keep Eretz Yisrael? Oh, you guys are smart, so you already know the answer. Chaynira, it seems to be the Kishelos Avram Haya Achar Shomer L'Kosh Baruch Hu, the Siris Yerush Ta'aretz. Avraham's question to Hashem was after he was informed he will attain the land. he will be given as a Yerusha, as an inheritance. Avraham Avinu knew that there was too much tumah inside his blood, and he knew that the Jewish people would not be zoicha to maintain keeping Eretz Yisrael. They would not be on a madrega. They would have had this Yerusha from the Tata and the Zeda, from Terach. And Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how is it going to be that they're going to be able to have the purity to achieve this form of ruchnias? Kemosha Amr, like we said about the three gifts that have to be Yisurim, V'yadua kimilas yada yeshra gam kein al Yisurim. Okay, he has a single term here. The word Yadok can refer to Yisurim. He has a raya for it, etc. V'zaya sheilas Avraham mema eda that mema itziaser. He wanted to know what will be Klai Yisrael's Yisurim that they will be zoich and Eretz Yisrael. So Avraham says, "Abishur, I believe you. They're going to get Eretz Yisrael, but I want to know what are they going to have to go through in order to get it. What's going to be the process? What's the price they're going to have to pay?" Kirashena v'haraloshu malchias. The Abishur showed him they're going to go through all of Golas. So all the pain and the suffering that we've been through for thousands of years, Avraham was shown that that's the means that we're going to have Tera, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. V'zeya gamkei maimer Yeshua ala Am. This is what Yeshua was telling to the Am. You're going to miss the best part. Oh, sorry. Ro'o. Oh, nothing. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Ro'o kama g'dayla kedushas Eretz Yisrael, right? Look, Yeshua is telling them, I'm going to leave you. Look how Kaddish Eretz Yisrael is. Halo kitiru, you won't you see. Kikama zikut v'zikul tzarek l'mayelis Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua told them, look how much you had to go through to get to where you are today. And why was that, says Yeshua? Because your grandparents did Avodah Zarah. Because Terach and Nachar did Avodah Zarah, you had to go through an entire Shibut, and Hashem had to do nisim in the flows, and he had to take you out. You had to remove all the impurities. That's why Avram had many children. So he's going to say a good pshat. I'll speak it outside. We'll skip a little bit. I'll say it outside. Why do we say Oilez is Zaro? I gave Avram Yitzchak and Yishmael, right? I gave Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Esav. And Esav went to Arseir. The answer is that there was a process of removing all of the impurities. Yishmael contained in him a lot of the Tumah that was there from Terach. And that's why the Arabs are a bunch of Mamzerim, right? Because they siphoned off all the Tumah that was taken off into Yishmael. And that's why they're very into Arayas. So the element of Avraham Avinu being Midas Chesed, and Chesed being negative when it's imposing your reality on other people, especially on women, right? That went to Yishmael, and that Tumah was taken off the Jewish people. On the flip side, Esav also had a terrible Midah, the West, right? Which was murder, Ayin Sham, their history. Why is that? Yitzchak Midah was Gvura, was internal strength. What's the negative of that Midah? Right? Having strength over other people, killing people. So Esav siphoned off that Tumah, and he went to Har Seir, meaning I kicked him out from Klal Yisrael. You don't get Eretz Yisrael, you get Har Seir. Yaakov Uban of Yardu Mitzrayimah, meaning what? That the Tikkun still was not complete. Even though we siphoned off Tumah by Yishmael, and we siphoned off Tumah by Esav, you still were not in a state where you were ready to receive the Torah, and you still weren't ready to receive Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Yaakov Ubanov had to go to Mitzrayim to complete the final tikkun of purifying you and removing all the Tumah that was on you. So I'll read it inside quickly now. V'im kozeh nishar ksas zuhuma. Last line, there still was a little zuhuma. K'nish yasu Esav Yishav eskol zuhuma. So even Esav absorbed a lot of the Zuma. V'lezeh shumakum tumah umatzah min esmino. So he went to Har Seir, which was a place of tumah. Matzah min esmino. Let Esav, the tumadik, a person, go to Har Seir, which was tumadik. And Yaakov, bon of Yardim Mitzrayim, k'nei lezakev k'kesem mezukak, to purify you even more finely. Shenita lam mailas Eretzal, so you should be able to achieve Eretzal. L'chem siyim. And therefore, that's why Yeshua ends with an ultimatum. Okay? For all you don't know my fancy words, ultimatum means it gave them a choice, okay? Everyone knew that here? Okay, yeah, I'm an Israeli here, you know. Yeah, okay. Below CM, Shiva Kharulam is Milo's Eretz Yisrael. She turns. Wow. A Sima?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, my bad. Okay.
Yeah, why you hate?
Sorry. Man, okay. I'm not dumb. L'chein, I'm a bully. L'chein, oh, you'll be zeicha. L'chein, siyam shivachur lam as milas Eretz Yisrael should start zikuk akor zikuk. They're going to need purification after purification. V'yish bar lisbol shum ra b'teicha. Eretz Yisrael cannot put up with any evil. When you misbehave in Eretz Yisrael, you know what happens? bad things. The pasuk says later on that Eretz Yisrael will literally vomit you out if you don't behave properly in Eretz Yisrael. Because again, it's such a halakha thing, Eretz Yisrael. You have to be on such a madrega that if you sully yourself and mitama yourself, then you won't be able to say. So he's telling them, Chevra, look what it took to get to where we are now. Are you sure you want to continue? Because just realize, if you're not fully on board, you're going to be out. So if you want to get out, now's your chance, right? Ubetiva poletis kono, Eretz Yisrael in its nature will spit out any evil. If you want Olam Hazeh, you want to lose Olam Haba, you want to lose Eretz Yisrael, Gzunte is up to Yeshua, do it now, right? Ukasher Amr Yisrael, but Ukleisel said, no. Yavdu es LKMS, will serve the true God. You look at their Lashon, they said, Khalil we leave Hashem, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, he did this. Yeshua said to them, oh, you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's good for you. You're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he did nice things to you. It's not always going to be so nice. There are going to be times you're bound to do aveiros. If you can't accept Hashem, even when it's not nice, it's not going to work. So what was the Shaka Vataria? If you look back in the Pesukim, their answer was, Layana Am Vayomer, Chalil Alanu Mazav Hashem. We will never leave Hashem. Ki Hashem who Amalo Yisrael Vesav to Meretz Yisrael. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim for being slaves. He did miracles for us. He guarded us on the Derech. He guarded us against all the nations. He got rid of all the Amori. He gave them us their houses. Then Yeshua responds back, no, you guys, what does Yeshua say back? Lo suchu la'avoid es Hashem. You will not be able to do it because Hashem is a zealous God. If you are focusing on your serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's good times, if you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the nisim he did for you, this will not continue. Why will it not continue? Because you're bound to what? To sin. And what's going to happen? You're going to get yisurim to keep Eretz Yisrael. And if you're only in it for the good times, says Yeshua, you're not going to make it. So there was a conversation that was here. He told them, Chevra, Eretz Yisrael is very sensitive. If you sin, you're out. And they said, oh, we're not abandoning Hashem. Look at all the tovas Hashem did for us. Yeshua says, if that's your attitude, that you're only interested in the tov, this is not gonna work. And they said, no. We're going to accept Hashem, even when it is hard, and even when it is difficult. And that's what he says here. He says, Kasher Amr Yisrael, Shiv Dosso Ke'emes, Amashar Asa Kol Toiva Sakel. So when he did all the goodness for us, Amr Lahem, Yeshua said back to him, Shechinezu Shetir Tzul Avayis Hashem, Kedoshim Kalkana. No, you understand, he's jealous. The Oivet Machos HaToivis Shunasa, if you're only serving him because of good things, Haya Kiyura V'Ketzav, when Hashem eventually gets angry at you, V'Kilo V'Elokav, you're going to curse him. Ukshachazra Amr Shiretz Avayis Hashem, Kiblu Aleim, they were Makabal themselves, they're going to serve Hashem, Afilu, but also Mishpat. Even when there's an October 7th, even when there's a Holocaust, even when there's a Spanish Inquisition, they were Makabal upon themselves, no matter what we go through, we're going to serve Hashem. Karas Bris Imayim, and they made the deal with Klal Yisrael, they made a bris, an agreement. Zelma Maimer Amagid Gamkein, Shmisab Rishah, Golos Mitzrayim Gufa Hi Toiva. And he's saying, no, the Golos Mitzrayim itself was a Toiva. That through the Golos Mitzrayim, through the suffering, we achieve these matanis. We had to remove the Zuhuma, and that's what Yeshua told the Am. So when it says, he didn't really answer, what he means, Hashem was mekarev us la'avodasa, and where do you see the kirev? From the pain and suffering you see the kirev. The fact that the Abishur caused us to suffer is how he brought us close. Because if we would not have suffered, we would not be able to zeicha to be mizdabik to him. So the kirva to Kadosh Baruch Hu is only in the pain and the suffering. And this is a very, very important hashkafa that we have to bring this home to the mishpacha, I think, very much so, which is that a person has these kashas. How can Hashem do this to us? The answer is, we don't understand, but we know one thing, that it's headed to a good place. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying to be mizaka us in big things. And in order to get to those big things, we have to gotta go through all the pain and the suffering, and we have to focus on it and realize the pain is real and the suffering is real, but to have the emunah and the betachin to know that it's headed somewhere that's tov. And adaraba, when we suffer, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reaching out to us. He's mekarev us to our Veda. I remember that Ravaran once spoke on a Tisha B'Av about the Sefer Teres Avram. One of the Bali Musar. And he wrote, basically, Teres Avram is a Sefer that when a person feels suffering in life, he realizes that the Abishur is close to him. It's because he knows the Kosher cares about him, and what he's going through is there for a reason. And Adarab, he found the Tzaris as a means to be Mizdabik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's a way we have to look at the world. If we look at the world, we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it's peachy, then it's not a real relationship. And we don't really believe that we're headed somewhere good. the tov that we have in this world is very temporal. It's fleeting. It's not real, right? The fact that we have a nice house and a nice car and we get to drink wonderful Keurig coffee is really not the tachlis. Not the tachlis achaim. Tachlis achaim is very big things. It's Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. And it takes work and difficulty, and just like gold has to be beat up, so too we have to beat up in this world, and we have to accept that upon ourselves and love it, and realize that we're headed somewhere of beauty and tov, which is unparalleled and unmatched. I always tell my children the following story. Pardon me if you had Abu Zubanim, you heard this one before. That apparently, when Rav Elchanan, Rav Elchanan Wasserman, was being taken out to be killed, somebody asked him and said, how could it be that they're doing this to us? How could we go through this? And he told them, let me give you the following mashal. It's like wild to me that Rav Elchanan would tell somebody Abu Zubanim story. But the following mashal, he said, imagine a person never saw a farm before. You know this one? Okay, good. Rove people don't know it, so we're good. Yeah, imagine a person never saw a farm before. And someone takes him out to the field and shows him a plot of land. And he says, oh, it's so nice. And the guy takes a combine and he starts ripping up the dirt. The guy says, what are you doing? You're destroying the farm. There's beautiful grass over here. Right? He says, no, just have a munah. Just wait. Next thing you know, he pulls out these seeds, these gorgeous looking seeds. And the guy takes them and starts throwing them. What are you doing? You're throwing it on the floor. How can you waste the seeds? The guy says, no, I have patience. Then he brings the combine. He turns up the dirt again, crushing all the seeds to the ground. He says, what are you doing? Yeah, step after step. No, eventually, finally, something starts to grow. And he says, oh, these beautiful plants. This must be what you were doing. I see. It makes a lot of sense. Then the guy says, no, just wait. And he goes and he cuts down all of the wheat. The guy says, are you sugar enough? You finally grew these beautiful things. You cut it all down. Next, he takes the wheat and he starts beating it on the floor, right? The guy says, your mom is crazy. You grew this thing and now it's so nice that you beat it. And then he gets the kernel. He throws it up in the air every step, right? Eventually, he has the kernels. The guy says, okay, this is what you wanted, I guess. And then he grinds it in a grind. The guy says, you're mad. What are you doing? It's this beautiful white flour. He says, okay, it's nice white flour. Next thing you know, he puts it in a pot, he adds water, and gets all gushy. He's like, oh my goodness, it's gross, what are you doing? He puts it into beautiful loaves, and the onlooker says, okay, you were trying to make these nice loaves. Then he takes it and throws it in a fire. And the guy says, your mouth is out of your mind, right? And what came out in the end was challah, right? Says Rav Elchanan, we don't understand. We don't chapa, everything is a process leading to something which is taif. And I think that's taka, the nekuda over here of the... Of this piece is to understand that it's because of the Avodah Zarah that we did is why we had to go through the suffering that we had to go through. And I think that's an important nekuda to stress at home, the kindalach, that only good things came from there, and the suffering alone was the kirva that we had to go through. Okay, do we have any? If anyone wants to leave, it's fine. We have time for another short piece, or what's the story?
To take out the Zuama of Avodah Zarah, but he also gave Kali Zohar the opportunity to serve Avodah Zarah in Mitzvah.
It's true.
So how does that...
So that's a much more deeper question. The Ramchal deals with this Das Tunis a little bit, which is that other region does, let's go all the way back to the top, other region does a chait. The chait really was a chait of minus, right? Of he didn't believe in the Amishar fully. He believed there was an alternate reality in which he could enter into where he would kind of be the balabas, and he didn't realize how far he would fall, etc. So what does Hashem do? He takes away all Ashkachar Pratis in the world. His divine light is removed from the world. Adam went from looking like a glowing malach. The malachim came to him wanting to sing Shira, and afterwards he went, so the Arizal said, originally he had skin made of ore with an aleph, and then it was converted to skin with ore with an ayin, right? Rabbi Meir's Torah, the ore had an aleph, right? That he went from having glowing with the light of his neshama to looking like a monkey, which is why Adam becomes embarrassed, because all of a sudden he looks down, there's no light, he just sees acne, right, and body hair, and he says, oh my goodness, I'm a behemoth, and he grabs to try to throw something on himself, right? Then he has to work in Olam Hazeh, and the Olam we all can go to work, and have to pay the bills, and blah, blah, blah. Let me ask you a question. When was it easier to serve the Abishar? When you were in the Gan, and you had the Malachim feeding you, and you had Ruchnis, and you shined in light? Or afterwards, when all you have a Kutz V'Dardar, it was impossible, and the Abishar's reality was hidden in the Bria that much more than it was before, right? Same problem, right? You went from a place where it was easier, you failed, and then you're thrusted into a world where it is harder, right? So the Ramchal's Yisrael over there is that he says, the Pasuk says, Nazinu ru ata ki ani anihu ve'eno mubat, ve'enoid, you're above, ve'enoid, ru ata ki ani anihu ve'enoid, biladi or something, ani memis, ve'chaya, something is shol the arpa, something, yeah. Meaning that Hashem will make it harder and harder and harder and harder until we realize there's no substance here. Go ahead, enjoy it. You want minus? Have minus. You want vanity, you want gashmias, you want high fidelity, you want a private jet, you want to go watch TV, do whatever you want, go. And you're going to see from there that there'll be no bracha there. And the more that you see there's no bracha there, it will cause you to realize you don't have a future in Olam Hazeh. Your future only is in Ruchnias. So Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the Nisayon harder and hides himself, so we come to the realization, the Ruh Atah, that all there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, nothing other than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Which is why, if you look at the current history of the world now, I'm not trying to get all smart at grandma over here. You know how I feel about that. I'm not telling you that Mashiach is around the bend. It might be, it might not be. It might be tomorrow, it might be, and I'm waiting for it every day. It might be tomorrow, it might be in 200 years. I don't know. But the oil's getting nuts, right? And the crazier the world gets, the more that we're like, well, I don't want to have anything to do with some transgender dude who thinks he's a woman. And like, you know, I mean, it's crazy. Like, it used to be American society was something you could be proud of, right? Now, the Frum Yidim are realizing more and more and more, this is not us, right? And it should push us into your Avodas Hashem even more. So sometimes by exposing all that to the person, the Hisnagdus, the having to fight against it, brings out the Nekudas Tevis. So the Maral spends time on that, and he speaks on the idea, Kamaisa Eretz Yitzrayim Glotasu. Chazal Darshan, Mitzrayim was Erebus Aretz. Why? The Hisnagdus of Mitzrayim against Klal Yisrael brings out the Midah that's in Klal Yisrael. When you push against something, which is the opposite of who you are, what ends up coming out is a more defined self. So if you put us in America and it's getting insane over here, we're going to have to start to define who it is that we are. So sometimes by making it harder and hiding brings out the... Does that make sense? That's sort of Kyle's model.
Kind of similar to what Yeshua was saying to the people. That
right,
was,
right. 100%. Yeah. Okay. If anyone's got to go, I understand. Are we done or should we do Alchmanya? What's the story?
No.
I have to go. Gov, you have to go. What?
Do we get the questions or those...
We answer the questions.
I'm saying... Yeah.
We answered it. Should we go through them?
Summarize.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, let's go to the questions again. Question number one was, why do we pick Yoshua? The other question is, why do we have to start with the Ganus? Why do we have to start with the bad part of Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael had negativity in their inception? Why do we have to use Yoshua as the place to understand that we did Avodah Zarah? Where do you see that from the fact that we did Avodah Zarah and Hashem saved us? Where do you see, the feeling we brought up for this book and we did Avodah Zarah and we went to Mitzrayim? Where do you see going to Mitzrayim is called bringing us close to his Avodah? And why was Yeshua like testing them? No, you people really won't do it. So to answer the question is the following. We start with the negativity to show that all the suffering that Klal Yisrael goes through is there for the reason of bringing them close to Hashem. And if it wouldn't have been for the Avodah Zarah, we wouldn't have to go to Mitzrayim. Going to Mitzrayim was not a negative thing. Going to Yisrael was a positive thing. Adrav, that was the Kirav Nolavaydasai. That was Hashem bringing us close to Him. By torturing us, was Him loving us. Because the torture is what brought out the tov in us that we were Zaycha to Eretz. So the Gaim don't get tortured because they don't care about them, right? You don't get Torah, you don't get Eretz Yisrael, and you don't get Olam Haba. Anyway, enjoy your life, enjoy your Netflix, and Shalom Yisrael. That's it, right? But by the Yidim, the Kirva to his Avodah was punk the fact that we were brought down to Mitzrayim. Why was that? Because Metchila, we did Avodah Zarah. Why the Psukim in Yoshua? Because that was exactly the conversation Yoshua was having with them. He said, you're in Eretz Yisrael, and you see what it took to get here. How much suffering and pain to get you purified to be able to be Zeicha in such a holy place. Don't mess up. And they say, oh, Yoshua, we're not going to mess up. We're going to do it. Hashem did all these kind, wonderful things for us. Why would we reject Hashem? He said, oh, that's your attitude? You're not going to make it, buddy, right? If you think it's only when things are good, what's going to end up happening is you're going to sin, you're bound to get punished, and you're not going to have the wherewithal to get up and serve Hashem anyway. This is a wash. Go back to Olam Hazeh. This whole experiment was for nothing, right? To which they said, no. We're makabel, that even through the pain, even through the suffering, we're going to stick with it, and we're going to know that when we suffer, that Adrab, it's a Kosh Baruch Hu bringing us close to Him, and the suffering is a tool to bring us close to Hashem. That's basically the kitzur of the piece. Okay. I think this is an important message to impart to the children. You know, one muscle my wife likes to have that she gave to the kid is that, you know, that when imagine like I walk over to Justin and I kung fu his arm and I break his bone, right? So I'm a mean bad guy, right? That's anodema to when you have an orthopedist that puts you on the table and snaps the bone in order to fix it, right? That it's a way of understanding the Yisurim, of course, what gives us. It's out of love. It's there to accomplish something. It's not barbarism. He's not like angry at you, so he beats you up. It's there because he loves you, and there's something good that will come out from even the fiery furnace, even all those Yidim that died in cattle cars to be gassed. even so, it's something which will ultimately bring out the Toif. And think about it now. I speak to my kids about this also, that, I mean, look at what we have now. We have a world of Torah. We have a world of, we have Eretz Yisrael back. We have a world of, not to get all tzieni over here, but, you know, we have a world of Kailim and Ruchnius, and like, how many Bali Tshuva do we have that came back? I mean, Europe was a mess before the war. People were flying off the derech, left and right. The whole Bali Tshuva revolution, the Kailim, the yeshivas, the tranquility that we have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the standard of what a Bala Bas now knows with the yeshiva education, Eretz Yisrael, that we have access to Eretz Yisrael, to all the holy places in Eretz Yisrael, and people live there and they learn Torah over there. You have to wonder if it wasn't all the pain and suffering that the Yidden went through in Europe and throughout the Golis that enabled us to have that, you know? And Rav Chanan said, on the way out to be murdered, he said, this is going to be a kapara for our brethren in America. Why punked America not in Eretz Yisrael at the time? I don't know, but that's what he said, right? What?
There were
people there. I'm sure Rav Chanan saw with his prophetic vision that there would be, you know.
He sees today. America is today.
I guess, I don't know. But yeah, you know, it's a powerful thing to focus on. So again, you have to really open up these emotional places with your children, and because now is the time that you are going to give them the tools that when these questions come up in life, then they'll have the ability to process it, you know? I'm not judging anybody, but, you know, I heard that, you know, one of my wife's co-workers over at Krakauer's mother, who was a survivor, I don't think she went through the camps directly, but she definitely lived through the war. I don't know how she survived. She survived somehow. She basically said that in her observation, people that went in with Emuna walked out with Emuna, and people that went in without Emuna did not walk out with Emuna. Why? Because you need to have some kind of a mental framework to process the events that occur. If you don't have a structure of understanding, why do we suffer? What's the purpose of suffering? What it means to be a Yid? Why being a Yid is something which is valuable even when it's not geschmack, and where we're going and where the train is headed and who's the ship's captain. If you don't have that framework of understanding, then it's very hard to process those events. And, you know, like Elie Wiesel said, you know, he was a little boy, he didn't know much, and he said, I saw God hanging on the gallows. You know, like, that if you don't have a Pesach Seder, if you're not built with the Kalim to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what he does, then when tough times come, you won't be able to have the Kalim to understand. So it's very important to discuss these things with your children. So the Haggadah was built in a way to bring these messaging out, you know, what the purpose of Yisurim is, the love that Hashem has for the Jewish people, Hashem's Hashgacha Pratis, his ability to manipulate nature. Mitzvah Hashem, over the next couple weeks, we'll see more pieces, and we'll be able to discuss more of these nekudas. Okay. Shkai Chavra.